Okay, Sue, hold on. I'm going to go to Jonathan because he has not spoken yet. Jonathan, you have about 2 minutes, okay? Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not sure why everybody isn't just cutting to the chase here with Renee. And is Renee still on the line?
Yeah. But please, no personal attacks.
Actually, point of information, she said that she needed to leave for another call. So, no, she's not.
Oh, she's not. Okay.
This is for the record for everybody to consider here. First of all of you have the right and the power to dictate exactly what Renee must do. We're all wasting time talking about going over her excuses of why she hasn't done something, or why she has done something, in this case, edited down one-minute cards to 30 seconds. So if you want to get something done, you simply have to dictate it to her. Has to follow your directions. And she is going to follow your directions. And if she doesn't, then the consequences are this election must be invalidated. That simple. There's no reason to dance around this issue out of fear of lawsuit, out of fear of other issues that people on this call are not addressing and they're not bringing up, underlying objectives, not to ensure that this election is actually fair when indeed it is not, and Renee is misrepresenting, evading, and flat out basically facilitating an unfair election. She knows it. That's why she hems and haws. That's why she stutters. When there are any clear questions asked of her by any of the board members on this call or any other time.
10 seconds.
So the fact is that you are all actually not being very effective right now to make sure we have a fair election, and that is a fact.
Time.
Okay, thank you.
Laura Levinson to the staff, please.
Who's that?
Laura Levinson to the staff, please.
Oh, go ahead, Laura. Welcome. Hope everything's going okay out there in the valley. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, okay, great. I'm sorry I had to come late, but I just came in on a note where someone was saying, well, if you wanted more information about the candidate, you should go to the internet, and I just wanted to reiterate, not everyone has internet. Not everyone can get to a library during this time. And it's a radio station, and I think the election is very important, and I think the candidate should get as much airtime, not only carts, but forums and debates and answering questions and the whole gamut. There's been a lot of holes in the, at least in the KPFK schedule from people leaving. So there's plenty of available slots for candidates to be aired. That's all. It's a radio station. It's not an internet station.
Thank you, Laura. Very cogent comments. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sue, if you have a real quick point, and then I'd like us to move.
This is why I preach that people at national and at the national board and the LSB even should have some experience working at a radio station. Else they would know that 30 seconds, you can do a world of things in 30 seconds. And to cut off 30 seconds arbitrarily without even telling the person, much less asking the person, is too much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for your comment. Okay, so
back.
Who's that?
Bruce.
I didn't go to you, Bruce?
Did you get in already? Got a real quick addition to my previous bite of the apple.
Okay, go ahead quickly, please.
Yeah, a lot of the stations are running repeats, like KPFA is doing Democracy Now! Twice and another program twice. KPFK has repeats and blank spots, so it really shouldn't be a problem to say, all right, you know, we could do without the second shot of Democracy Now! And play some of these forums and cards and the rest of it. And the other thing is I would like, still like to see a direct link to the forum or the debate and the candidate cards on the station website. All right, that's it. Bye.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, so we're going to close the public stack right now, and we're going to go on to committee business.
I'm sorry. Before you do that, can I say one thing to Vanessa?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So Renee mentioned the 10% quorum for listeners and the 25% quorum for staff, but at DC, since there were only three nominations for three seats, there is no election. So that whole 25% piece is completely irrelevant in DC. Thanks.
So may I respond, Chair?
Yes, you may, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. That's not my understanding. My understanding is that there are 14 candidates. You're talking about the listener seats. I know there's three staff candidates, but there should be another 14 clerks that are going to be playing. So presumably that means there are 14 candidates.
No. I was speaking specifically about the 25% staff quorum not being applicable to PSW.
I understand. Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so let me make a statement real quick. It'll be about 15 seconds. That was a joke. Okay, so let me make a statement in regards to the decorum. You know, this committee and committees on the PNB do not open up to the public because of some people attacking or questioning the intentions in a very harsh matter. I think we have opened this committee up to the public because one, it is because that's what I believe in, and two, it's because this is a very critical situation that we're in. So but I really want us to continue this practice, but I really would like to encourage the public not to attack. You could disagree and you could state your disagreement, but you don't have to scream and attack somebody that you don't agree with. And I think that's been the history of Pacifica, and that's why sometimes we run into our own corners, and it makes it difficult to work and get those questions answered that you are really concerned about. So I just wanted to make that statement because I definitely do not want that to be part of, you know, the reason why a lot of committees do not open up to public comment. And that's exactly what they say, is that because of the attacks and the characterizations of people. So I definitely would like us to continue in this vein because we are in a serious struggle. So please take that under your hat. Okay, Janine, can you please read the let me read the first motion. Can you read the motion that I send you, Janine, and then we'll go to the two motions from the election committee? Bill, you did request the floor, Bill. You still want it? Bill, you still want it?
Well, I was, I'm sorry, I was muted. Well, I mean, I didn't understand why we were spending all that time on public comment and we hadn't even gotten to the committee business yet. So I guess we're there now.
That's what we're doing. I'm sorry. The reason why I went to public comment because Renee was present and I wanted the public to address their concerns to her. Okay, okay, well, she was present when you were speaking. Okay, so,
no.
All right. Fine. Janine, can you please read the motion that I submitted to you, then we'll go to the two motions of the election committee? referred from by the election committee.
Okay. Well, just for clarity, I think we're talking about five motions altogether. The one you forwarded, the two from the governance committee last night, which I'd asked Polina, the secretary, for, and then the two that were forwarded from the task force. So I just for clarity in referring to these various motions. So here's the motion from you, which got forwarded to both the task force and the committee at 6:23 Eastern. Whereas, and let me know if I'm clear, whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only about 3 weeks remaining. Resolved that the voting deadline be extended at all stations, regardless of whether quorum is reached at any station in any constituency, so that adequate and bylaws required candidate statements quorums can be adequately aired with adequate notice so that members can call in with questions, and be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and quorums have been first started to run prior to ballots going out and continue running during the voting period.
Okay. So in committee, it doesn't need a second, but I just want to open it up to the committee members to see if they are in support that this motion be presented to the be put on the agenda of the TMB for next week, because I needed to submit it 24 hours in advance. So what do our committee members think?
Janine to the staff.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'm curious if we have a time frame that we're asking for it to be extended. And the other thing that I want to mention is, you know, I really think what I was saying to Renee is the damage is done. If somebody's been driving around and they heard an edited statement, and that may be the only statement they ever hear from that person. And so I feel like we're past the point of this being fair, unfortunately. So this motion actually makes it seem like it would be fair if we continued, if we extended. And I actually don't think that that's the case. Thank you.
Okay, well, do you have any recommendation as to how to modify or amend it? And then I will address, so I will go to any other committee members if they want to speak to this motion.
This is Vanessa to the SAC.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I agree. I agree with Janine. The damage has been done. I don't know what thinking process went into making these decisions. Understanding that this is in the context of the pandemic, but you know, having said that, the process has just unfolded in such a different way that, you know, has not yielded the type of election that, you know, that we would want to have. And so something should be done. Janine, I can't speak for her, but it sounded like what she was implying was that the election, like, start over. I don't know. She didn't say that. I don't know. So in the absence of anything that dramatic, we have a couple of choices. We either let it ride out as is and try to fix it as best as possible, or we extend it
and try to mitigate the damage to the extent possible, or we start over. Starting over, I don't know. So it seems that the middle course, which appears to be embodied in this motion, is, you know, as fair as we can try to make things at this point in time. I could probably be convinced of some other position, but as it stands, of the three positions that I see, the three choices that we seem to have, that would seem to be the best bowl of porridge to choose from.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. Any other committee members? Okay, I'd like to speak on this motion if no other committee members want to. So I agree that the damage has been done, and it's going to be very difficult to amend those damages, right? But I think that we have nothing to lose in adding cornice tension, because the bottom line is that the voting is still sluggish, although there has been a lot of people who have voted. I look at corrective action that needs to be taken, and I think the corrective action, and also to protect our election integrity or our process, our democratic process, is to be able to address what's happening now and make sure it doesn't happen in the future. Make sure that election information is put in front, that it'll be the cart that's driving the horse instead of the horse that's driving the cart, as a result of ballots being sent out without all the information of the candidates, with all the cards, with all the election information being part of that process. And absent of that, we're going to have the same problem again. So that's why I submitted that motion, because I want to address to see if any corrective action could be taken now, and also codify that in the future that this crap does not happen again. So that's why I put the motion forward, and I'm asking for support. You know, and I understand that there's some folks that think that that by putting this motion forward, I don't think it excuses the process that's going on right now. In fact, I think it highlights the deficiencies and the inequity and the disparity that has happened, and for lack of a better word, equal opportunity that was not provided to all the candidates, not just the candidates that I support or that anybody else supports. But so that's why I'm putting this forward, and I'm hoping that you will consider it in that light, because we need to definitely preempt this from happening again. And then we also need to try to, I know we can completely mend the hoop, right? But we could at least attempt to provide, get the medicines together for the hoop in order to offer it to the hoop. So that's what I like to, that's why I'm motivating this motion, and I'm hoping that this committee supports it so I could motivate it at the Pacifica National Board meeting next week. Thank you. That's all I have. I'll take a stack from the committee members first. And I want to remind the committee that there's some of us on this floor that have to leave at 5 because we have a PNB meeting tonight.
Speaking to the staff.
Hold on, Janine. You already spoke to this. I want to see if there's anyone new that wants to speak to this motion.
Excuse me, Morris. Do you want the timekeeping for this?
No, that's only for the public. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, keep time. Yeah, if you could do that, Michael, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. What's the limits?
90 seconds, just like everybody else is across the board.
You got it.
Thank you, Michael. Is there anyone else that wants to address this motion before before I give the floor to Janine? Okay, hearing no one, Janine?
So I'm actually thinking of an amendment that would be the second paragraph, so that it would be resolved that the voting be immediately halted, and that the PNB convene a joint meeting between the PNB and the Elections Committee on how to restart the process, so that it could be adhered, so it could be executed in a manner compliant with the bylaws. More compliant with the, just compliant with the bylaws.
Okay.
I know that that's quite a much stronger motion, but I would also say that having to wait a week, we will then be 2 weeks out.
Okay.
Correct.
So,
from the end of the voting. And I think this has just gone on too long.
Okay. If you could clarify for me the suggested timeline that you came up with, Janine, because I you were kind of breaking up when you please, if you could do that.
You want the timeline, or I misunderstood? What are you asking?
What you suggested, the joint meeting, when do you want that to be?
Immediate.
Immediate. Okay,
I guess, well, they are meeting tonight. I guess we could say on the 30th, but that's when they would be voting on this, right? So they're not going to vote on this motion until the 30th. Unless we have an emergency meeting. So I guess I'm looking for any other amendments to this amendment, when I say it's resolved that the voting be immediately halted in all five stations, and that the PNB immediately convene a joint meeting between the PNB and the Elections Committee, how to restart this election so that it is compliant with bylaws. So in there, you're asking for a timeline. Such meeting.
Janine, that's a, what you're proposing is a different motion. Maybe you could separate the two, craft your motion, and we will address it. But I think, this motion is not requesting for a meeting, and I don't see where the amendment would fit in. That's just my take right now. If you're calling for a joint meeting, that requires a week's notice. It requires at least three directors, and I would add, I could probably obtain the directors to call a special meeting, a joint meeting. The next meeting next week is a special meeting. That's where we're at, that those are the constraints that we're facing.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, while we'd all like to have one-minute cards, and I hope they can do one-minute cards, you know, it doesn't mean the election is improper if cards haven't been airing. What the bylaws require is that they be equal for all candidates. And also, I do feel that if somebody's editing the carts without the candidate's knowledge and deciding what party you're editing it out, that's really inappropriate. So I think we should insist on keeping the carts at 1 minute. And then we need to listen, I guess, and encourage candidates to listen to see if they're being voiced, if somebody else is preparing a cart based on where their written candidate statement is and deciding on their own what parts to include and what parts not to include. That might be a problem, but we can't really say what's would need to be done and then until we hear them. So the main thing is it needs to be fair. And I know at KPFT especially, it has been a real problem because studios haven't been available for a year and a half. And, you know, and a lot of the candidates apparently weren't given adequate help, I'm guessing, to produce usable carts by themselves. And so maybe they should just suspend all the carts at KPFT or in any other stations if they're having, if somebody else, the LES or anybody else, is deciding what part of their candidate statement to include in an audio cart. Because the main thing is they need to be fair for all candidates. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. So I think, Janine, if you want to wrap your proposal in this motion, then I think you should suggest that this be put on the agenda of the special meeting that's going to happen on the 30th. So I think maybe that's one way of mitigating your concerns. I share your concerns, but I think that's one way of doing that. You know, and we could definitely ask for a joint meeting. But, you know, we're faced with the constraints of a 7-day notice that has to be provided. And then the request that it be put on the agenda of the special meeting. Does that make sense to you, Janine, the committee members? Janine?
Well, I'm finishing adjusting the amendment, but I think that if we put forward a motion that doesn't call out where we're really at, that it's, you know, if they accept it, it's still unacceptable, right? So where do we get? Had we had a meeting today where Renee had information about the log, right, and where she kind of, you know, acknowledged how unfair it is to cut down someone's statement without telling them or letting them even re-record it. I mean, there's just no acknowledgement of how unfair and how the candidates are being treated. And so without any kind of acknowledgement on that and just shrugging her shoulders and saying, what do you expect me to do? What are your solutions? I mean, it's just past fixing.
Janine, that's I understand that that's something you needed to voice. But I don't think that's in order right now. What's in order is the motion to amend. And Renee is just one person. We have a governance structure that we need to lean on, and that's where we're going to get the results. Just like we got the results when we passed Article 4. Section 6. So I think we're not going to get everything that we want, but we need to get something. We need to get some corrective action.
I just emailed everyone an amended version.
Okay. Because rehashing all of that, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't want to give a lot of people too much power in regards to. Anyway, resolve, okay, so I see that you struck, regardless of whether quorum is reached at any station in any constituency, and I think that's something you should strike, but that's just me, because we are talking about constituency. Bylaws, 10-9, so the adequate bylaws, so you struck by, hold on. All right, so let me just read it. So you didn't do anything to the whereas. Okay, so it reads like this. Resolved that the voting be immediately halted at all stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee and scheduled by 10-9 so that adequate bylaws require candidate statements and forms can be adequately aired with adequate notice so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws, okay? And then you struck regardless of whether quorum is reached or not. Okay, I get it now. All right, so, and then you say, resolve that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year. All right, that's the second part of the motion that I submitted, right? No ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forms have first started to run prior to ballots going out and continue running during the voting period. Okay. So that's the amendment.
Can that be emailed to us so we can read it?
Yeah. Did you email it to the whole committee? Yes, she emailed it to you, Bill.
I don't think I got it.
Okay. I'll email it again to you. But I could support this motion. I could support the amended motion.
And for a little more clarity in the first paragraph, with only about 3 weeks remaining, I would like to say 3 of the 9 weeks of the voting period remaining. So the thing is that we have less than 30% of our time left, and we're just now starting to get together, and she's not even doing it well.
Okay. So, Bill, the email address I have is KPFT, blah, 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 blah. Is that the one?
Yes. Bill? Yes, that, okay. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, so that's what's on the floor. Are there any objections? I'll take a...
Well, I want to see it first.
All right, you want to see it first. Okay, thank you. We'll give Bill a few minutes so he could review it. In the meantime, I'll go to a few people in the public that may want to give public comment on this. I'll take it to 505-805. I hear you, Bella. All you have to say this once. I got Bella, and we'll go to 5:05 Pacific time. Okay, Michael, who else?
Margo.
Who else? Who? John.
Jonathan.
Okay. Anyone else?
Jonathan.
I got you, Jonathan. Anyone else? Okay. Go ahead, Bella. You have the floor. We're going to take public comment to 5:05 Pacific time, 8:05 Eastern. Go ahead.
I would like to go after Jonathan.
No, please. Just go.
I would like to go after Jonathan Markowitz.
No, please go now.
Okay. So I want to thank Janine for persevering that we need a more clear conviction from this committee with all of our support to be brought to the PNB. So I am in support of the amendment. But again, my resolute is being appalled as to how this has been allowed, permitted to continue at this level. So at this stage, I restate my position that this election process should be deemed so irregular as illegal. And someone purposely has been making a lot of noise every time certain people speak. And that should not be tolerated. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't hear no noise this time when you spoke. I did before. That's why I gave you more time. Michael, hi, Sabalina.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Just a quick question that might influence whether or not you all would vote one way or another. Is there any mechanism for those who have already voted to change their vote? Because if, as the result of listening to the cards or the forms or whatever, they say, oh, man, I voted candidate A high up in the stack, but I want to push that down and take candidate B and push them up to the stack, top of that voter's stack, because not having heard the cards, it's, you know, conceivable that people might want to change their minds. I realize without Renee, that might be a hard question to answer, but I think that that situation should be considered. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Michael Mago?
Hello. I wanted to say I think Jonathan's suggestion is brilliant. I think that especially at KPFK, that would give, by putting the candidate statements on instead of repeating programs, that would be wonderful. That would be a great way to fill in the time and make that a regular thing and do it during the different spaces where they are, and then adding some if needed. They should be run regularly, but that's a brilliant statement. Stop repeating programs during this time period and put on the candidate statements. That would give an hour for most of them to be, a whole lot of them could be done in 1 hour every day, and that would be marvelous at certain different times, because I've heard other repeat programs that could be substituted. Candidate statements could be substituted. So, Jonathan, that was brilliant.
And built for the stack.
Okay. Thank you, John. I'm in the middle of public comment, Bill. We got a few more minutes.
The meeting had to end soon.
Well, it has to. I'm extending it to 5:15. So I have John, and then that concludes the public comment.
And John, and a visitor. Can
Bruce,
you hear me?
And visitor? And visitor, okay.
And Bruce.
Okay. We're just going to 5:05, so if you could restrict your comment to one minute, then we could exhaust the public comment stack. So go ahead, Jonathan. I know you're not going to do this, but
I'm pretty sure that the person that Margo was talking about is Bruce or somebody else, but it wasn't me. I'm quite sure. But in any case, I'm confused as to the motion that's on the table right now. My understanding is that Janine's motion is calling for a special meeting of the PNB. Okay, I can't remember the term that was used, but I think that it's absolutely imperative that all five LSB memberships be on that meeting. So this concerns every LSB member, it concerns every listener and staff member, and it certainly concerns every national board member, as well as executive staff of the foundation, to be on this meeting.
10 seconds.
I implore Janine to edit her motion immediately to add all five LSB memberships, that this
time.
Is a full court meeting.
John, please.
It must be scheduled immediately within the time. So today has to be day one out of 7 days for it to
Thank you.
Be manifested. Thank you.
Thank you, John. So that's why you have directors that represent the local station boards. I go on to visitor, and then Sue, and then Bruce. Visitor?
Okay, thanks very much. I would want the meeting to be held sooner. This is with regard to Janine's amendment. I would like the meeting to be held sooner rather than later because people are going to start misplacing stuff. It happens. But I do agree that this process has to be stopped. The problems here began when they hired the same person to run the referendum as to run the overlapping delegate elections, and no one in a position of authority, in this case the PNB, who made that decision, wants to face that, and therefore, even as we stumble, trip, and fall over the mistakes, folks are in denial. When you silence the voices of candidates, you automatically disadvantage those who are new to the process, and you grant special replacement to those whose names and voices are recognizable because they've been in governance for 25 years.
Okay, thank you, visitor. Appreciate it. Sue, and then Bruce, and then we're going to close the stack, and we're going to go to the business. And we'll start with you, Bill, once we close the stack, the public comment stack. Sue, and then Bruce.
They keep saying that you can change your vote. And I don't know the procedure, but that's all.
Thank you. Thank you for the brief comment. Bruce?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I want to disagree with part of what, you know, Bill was saying about bylaws don't say blah, blah. It just needs to be fair. I mean, if you ran each person's cart one time, you know, that would be equal exposure, and you could call that fair. So the other thing that I want to say is I think you could really, it might be worth doing a survey. Sorry, excuse me. It might be worth doing a survey of 100 listeners at every station and asking them, do you know that there's an election on, and have you heard the candidates' cards, and do you have a good understanding of which candidates represent what? Mm-hmm. And, you know, see what the listener members are saying. So, all right, that's it. Bye. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So we'll go back to the committee. Bill, you wanted to review the motion before we develop consensus on it? Go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, let me make a motion. I move that we strike the part in Janine's amendment about halting the voting immediately. We don't know what's involved in halting it and restarting it, and I think that would just add to confusion of members and listeners. Not everybody is aware of what all is going on as we are, and, you know, stopping the election. What happens if people try to vote during the time it's halted or whatever? And it's just going to create more work and confusion. There are still 3 more weeks. I agree this needs to be, you know, resolved pretty soon. And I think a meeting is a good idea with the PNB and this committee. But I still want to remind everybody that as much as we'd like to have a lot more cards playing, the main thing is that they be equal in number and time. And frankly, even if it's zero, I don't think zero is a good number, but the main thing is to be fair. And, you know, we're kind of unique in a lot of ways among nonprofits. Other nonprofits that have elections don't have broadcast cards of candidates because they don't have radio stations, and they can still have elections and they can still get information about the candidates that the voters can, the members can. And so I consider that this broadcast of carts to be an extra, and I don't think it's essential for the elections. But they do need to have more carts playing to promoting the elections. I've heard those at KPFT, but not enough. You know, generic information about how to get, you know, details about the candidates and how to request paper ballots if you don't have access to the Internet. But thank you. Anyway, but my motion is to strike that portion of of Janine's amendment about the voting
amendment,
immediately
the
halted.
Amendment will be to strike, resolve that the voting be immediately halted. Okay.
Yes.
Are there any objections to that amendment?
Janine objects.
Okay, thank you.
And I object.
Bella, please, like Bella, please, Bella, stop. You had your chance. Thank you.
Can I make a
vote, please. We don't have time. I'm not for the amendment either.
I mean, on our last meeting, there was someone who mistook the mailer that came in the mail as coming from the station and those candidates being the only candidates. So there's a lot of confusion.
All right. So that's another irregularity. All right. Go to the roll call, please.
Okay. So this is yes for the and I'm amending it to 9:30 instead of 10:09. So scheduled by 9:30 would be next week on Thursday.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We have to vote on my amendment first, right?
Yeah, the amendment, there was an amendment made by Bill Crozier from KPFT to strike, resolve that the voting be immediately halted. So that's why we're taking a yes vote.
I'm the one that amended.
No, your amendment is being amended. That's and then so we have to vote on the amendment. On the amendment to the amendment, you either vote it down or vote it up. And then if that amendment is accepted, then the motion will be amended. Okay? So I don't know if that's understood.
Okay.
All right, so please go to the...
I vote yes to my amendment.
Thank you. Susan DeSilva?
She's not present.
Okay, Bill or William Hairwagon? Susie Moreno?
I'm sorry, pass.
Okay, Susie Moreno?
If Susie had to leave, she emailed the committee.
Okay, Lauren, well, we'll skip Lauren. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a no. Mansoor Sabah is not here. Akio and Andrea are not here. Vanessa?
Please forgive me. What was the amendment? If you can't repeat it, I'll just abstain.
No, I'll repeat it for you, Vanessa. I'll resolve that the voting be immediately halted. That's what he wants to strike. He wants to be deleted.
Okay, yes.
Okay, and D. D.
No. I vote no.
Thank you. And so we have, and then I'm going back to Bill Hairwagon.
No.
Okay, so we have three yeses, three noes, and now we go to the chair.
Oh, the chair votes no.
Okay, so it doesn't
Thank you. Now we'll vote. If there's any objections to the amendment to the original motion as presented by Janine that was read, are there any objections to that motion?
Yes, Bill, object.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Janine, take the roll, please, on the amended motion.
Okay, and I just re-forwarded it in an email. So, Bill Crozier?
No.
Susan DeSilva is not here. William Hairwagon?
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you. Then we have Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Then we have Vanessa.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Dee Dee?
I don't understand what we're voting on.
We're voting on the motion that I submitted that was amended by Janine that was read. Go ahead, Janine, you want to read because I know you changed the date. You want to read, how it stands right now?
The whole thing, because whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for the members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at both stations with only about 3 weeks of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Resolve that the voting be immediately halted at all stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both PNB and the Elections Committee and scheduled by 9:30 so that adequate and bylaws required candidate statements and forms can be adequately aired with adequate notice so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws, and be it further resolved that for scheduled listener and staff delegate elections, sorry, I lost my place. I'm reading it online. Yeah. Next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate bylaws mandated candidate statements and forms have first started to run prior to ballots going out and continue running during the voting period.
Okay, so that do you get it now, CC? Oh, DD, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
I abstain.
You abstain? Okay.
Okay, so we have one no, two yeses, and three abstains. Does it go to the chair?
Is that all the committee members voted already?
Yeah, we don't have Susan.
Okay, we
don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of people.
What's the count?
One no, two yeses, and three abstains.
Okay, so I'm going to be the motion passes, so I won't vote. I'll just be present, not voting. And please reflect that for the record.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, Janine, as Secretary Pro Tem, you could conduct the rest of the meeting. The directors that are on this call, like Sean, myself, and Vanessa, we have to get ready for a PNB meeting, and I think we need some libations and be able to maybe get a bite to eat before 5:30, so or 8:30 Eastern. So I'm a leave.
So would I forward this to the secretary today so that it is a 1 week notice?
Yes.
For
yes,
week?
Please.
Okay.
CC me on it as well. And CC the NES and also the IED.
And all of us.
And the committee. It'll be posted on the agenda when it's posted on KPFTS.
Okay, thank
you. If you happen to have the email addresses of the task force members, then you could certainly forward it to them as well. This is
okay.
A public action. Okay?
I'm not sure what will continue, but I appreciate you guys staying for that extra time to do that vote. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like
to thank all committee members
in the public that I got to go. Janine,
thank you, Lauren.
Where are you, Lauren? Lawrence, where are you? You said, are you in New York, Lawrence?
Who's that? Is that Dee Dee?
This is Margo. I thought I heard you say
you were in New York. I'm not in New York. I'm from New York. I'm in California, but you can't take the New Yorker out of the New York.
Oh, I see. But
you can't take the New Yorker out of the New Yorker. Then
someone's voice sounded like you were saying they were in New York. But thank you so much for doing it. It's a good meeting. I'm glad I finally I got the timing.
Okay. All right, so the
directors,
if you'd like to stay, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to go because I have to get a bite to eat. Thank you so much to the public and the community members. And Janine, I'll leave it in your capable hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for your participation. And yes, we should substitute the repeat programs. Listener statements, Pastor Kennedy's statements for the repeat programs. I've already turned off to KUSC because of it. Amy Goodman being on again.
Okay, so I think that I would like to entertain doing a continuation meeting before that 30th. So today is Thursday. I'm looking at a monthly view. We could have, boy, as the schedule's pretty packed. There could be a continuation meeting on the 29th before the board meeting on the 30th.
That sounds good.
Okay. Is there anyone with some immediate business that needs to be conducted today?
Well, why do we need a continuation meeting before we meet with the PNB?
Just to see if there's additional issues that we can present when presenting the motion.
It's just we've had a lot of trouble with people not being able to attend. Why don't we just ask for that by email?
I do ask for it.
Not have a meeting then. But if it's just going to be issues to talk about with the PNB, we need to wait till then anyway. So we could come up with additional questions or issues by email, I would think, having to meet on the 29th.
Can you take a roll call, Bill?
Sorry, hold on. Is that Bill?
Yes.
Well, I just feel like a lot of our information comes from these call-ins from the public. And, you know, I don't know what to do about that. I'm not getting emails. I mean, I'm getting some emails, but there's been information even on this call that I wouldn't have had. So we can always cancel it. I don't know whether to have a vote to see if we feel like we need a continuation meeting. It's going to be a very difficult motion to get passed at the PNB. You know what I mean?
Can you call on the public also to have a weigh-in on this?
Well, it's
a committee decision.
Yeah, let's take, I can take a bit of a stack to talk about whether there needs to be another open meeting.
William Herwig.
Okay, William. Who else?
Bella.
Bella, who else?
Why?
Anyone else? Sorry? Is there a third person?
William is a committee member.
Right. Okay.
He's been asking.
We'll just have these two statements, and then we'll take a quick vote to see if we'd like a continuation meeting. Go ahead, William.
Yes, thank you, William Herwagon. I think that we do need to have a continuation meeting. It would be the best thing to do. And I thought we might even have more motions to consider. But if not, we still need the continuation meeting to finalize everything we're thinking about here. Thank you.
Well said.
Are you saying that we should look at some of these other motions? Because the other motions seem to negate the one we just voted on.
Well, I don't know if they've been obviated by us voting this way. Maybe they have. But I do still, even if we don't need to consider those other motions, we still need to have the continuation meeting. Thank you.
Okay. And maybe you can educate me, William, if we were in a PNB meeting and this was voted down, would they allow for a substitute motion, or would they have needed a week ahead of time for even a substitute motion?
Well, I'm not remembering and not having immediate access to email what the other motions were. I can't say definitively an opinion, but I think if you're saying that those motions are negated because of what we did, fine. Then we don't need to consider those other motions, but we still need to have a continuation meeting to finalize our thoughts and get it together.
He did not understand your question, Janine.
All right. Well, okay, so Bella, why don't we go to you? We've got, we'll do 60 seconds. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I fully support a continuation meeting on the 29th. Anything can come up between now and then, and this will be a way to caucus before the PNB meeting. So it's very critical. So we've got a motion, an important motion in front of us, and we need to caucus before we go into the PNB. Further, yes, the substitute motion can be accepted by the PMB at that time, but it has to be already pre-written, anticipating their downvote. And they have voted down just about everything except the most recent one on the 13th, and even that one they mutilated. Thank you.
Okay.
Bruce,
60 seconds. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I just find these meetings very useful. So I would be in favor of a continuation meeting. I just find them very useful, and people share information and you get some new ideas, and people talk about stuff that they've heard and what they haven't heard. So I think it's a great idea. That's it.
Okay, so I'm entertaining a motion to have a continuation meeting on the 29th at the same time, which is 6 Eastern, 5 Central, and 3 Pacific. Is there anyone that would like to put that motion forward?
Yes, so moved, William.
Okay, great. Are there any objections?
Yes, Bill, I object.
Jim, or Bill?
Bill Crozier.
Okay. I'm not sure if an objection, is there not any other objection? Because I think we could just note the objection.
Yes.
Well, we have to have a vote, don't you?
No.
But whether to have the meeting?
Yeah. William thinks we need a vote.
Do we have more than one people still, members still on the call who can vote yes? I'm not sure we do. We're basically deciding for the committee and almost all of them are gone.
Well, we have Bill Crozier. I believe we have Bill Crozier, William Hairwagon, Janine, and we also have Vanessa. Is Vanessa still on the call or Dee?
I'm here. I'm right here.
So we have four members. But is
you have quorum of quorum.
If it's only one objection, Janine, then you should go ahead with a continuation meeting. You don't need a vote.
Okay, is there only one, is Bill the only objection? Okay, so I will set the meeting for 6 o'clock Eastern on the 29th. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.